Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland is expecting to make a $2.7 billion from land tax in 2025-26, while in opposition, Premier David Christofoli referred it to as, quote, stealth tax continuing, affecting the humble mum and dad investors. Over the next 4 years, the Queensland government's annual revenue from tax is forecast to climb almost 80%, almost $4.8 billion by 2029-30. Land tax has grown steadily within the past decade, within rising land values is projected to make up to 10.7% state taxation this financial year. Individuals must pay the tax if the value of the land collectively exceeds the $600,000 threshold, while state government is forecast to get almost $5 billion in revenue from the land tax in 2029-30.
Researchers and growers from North Queensland's Atherton Tablelands believe that the national coffee industry is in for rapid growth, as the region is in the midst of expanding its production capabilities. Plant and agricultural researchers from Southern Cross Uni have identified four new varieties of coffee that would thrive up north, and are working alongside local producers to sustainably expand production. The expansion would allow local coffee to make more prevalent in the mainstream market, and could lead to more crops outside North Queensland, in particular from fields of avocado growers in Western Australia.
In national news, a South Australian automotive dismantler has been issued a $25,000 penalty for preventing a worker from leaving the worksite on weekends and public holidays during meal breaks. The company made threats to, quote, create fear in a man who had brought legal action against his employer for not giving him adequate lunch breaks, a tribunal judgment has found. The affected employee described a personal need to rest from his predominantly standing duties on 9-hour shifts. Since the $25,000 penalty, the company has said that supervisors and weekend staff had been informed that they were allowed to leave the site for a 30-minute lunch break. The company has also been ordered that the amount be paid to the affected worker.
Dock workers from the Maritime Union of Australia are pushing back against Port Logistics, giant DP World, for widespread use of the AI, by demanding a 28-hour work week with no pay loss. The union said that, quote, if DP World wants AI and automation, then they must pay the social dividend. The new technology doesn't have to cost our members their jobs or put their livelihoods at risk, just so terminal operator can boost profits. A study for the Centre of International Corporate Tax Accountability and Research found that AI and automation threatens up to 60% of the dock workers and maintenance workforce going into the future.
And in international news, locals and tourists in the Spanish town of La Manga were greeted by the sight of dozens of dead fish floating along the shoreline. The discovery prompted fears from locals, with a similar situation playing out in 2022, with 5 kilograms of dead fish washing up in the same lagoon. The body of water, known as Mar Menor, has had a history of fish kills, but authorities have reassured people that the dead fish were not a result of water quality problems or oxygen depletion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with only a small chance of rain later on. The river will be at low tide by 11 a.m. and should reach its king tide by the time the sun goes down today at 5:30 or so. It's currently 17.9 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.